Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
I was wondering why I was getting charged 59 something a month, or sometimes twice a month. The other guy said that it was for some food, something, nutrition plan or something. I didn't sign up for anything. I'm in good health and I'm not overweight or anything.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Kathleen West, 362 Southwest 2nd Avenue, Canby, Oregon, 97013. But I've been charged five times for something I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so I see that you had an account with the Bites Hub where you did a survey for the Dyson's vacuum back on February 22nd.
Yeah, I do. I always cancel them out when it comes to having to give money.
No, ma'am, I don't see where you called in to get this account canceled. Now, when you did that
survey, I didn't call in. I went off. Well, I'm not paying for that because I didn't, you know. Well, first, you have to have a magnifying glass.
So when you did the survey in the terms and conditions, it stated that it will also be enrolling you in our meal plan, and this is what enters your name in the contest to win the gift. Now,
that's when I always
canceled.
Get out of it.
Well, the account has been canceled, and that will prevent all future charges. And what I can
Well, where's the meal plan?
That's an app that you will have to download.
Well, I had no idea. Because I don't even know how to do that stuff.
Okay, ma'am. So the account has been canceled, and this does prevent all future charges. And as a courtesy,
I understand that, but I want the
Miss West.
Pardon?
And as a courtesy, what I could go ahead and do is issue you a $55 refund, after there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee. And you should see that.
Well, I would like them all reversed because I've never downloaded the app because I didn't know anything about it.
Okay, so I could go ahead and issue you that for.
And I never got a vacuum if that was the deal.
You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And just give me one moment and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
I have a cancellation number, but I would really like to have all five charges of almost $60 reversed.
Okay, ma'am. Well, these charges, they are over 30 days old. Now, for the month of April,
No, you just did it again.
And I issued you the full refund for May, ma'am.
Well, I was two times in 1 month they took it out. And
no, you were billed for April, March. You were billed for February, March, April, and May once a month, not twice.
There were five charges.
There was only four.
In March, I was charged twice, on the 1st and the 30th.
You were charged April 30th, and then you were charged on March 30th.
And March 1st.
No, ma'am, that charges it from us.
Yes,
ma'am.
It's in my account.
Well, that charges it from us. You were charged on March
30th,
and then another
was
one
from
on
you
April
guys.
29th.
No, it was from you guys, because it's your name's on it.
Well, I do apologize, ma'am, but you don't have a charge for April 1st from us. You were charged on March 30th.
From March 1st and March 1st.
No, ma'am, that charge isn't from us.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's your name's right on it. That's
ma'am,
where
that
I got
charge,
the phone number from.
You were charged on, this account was created on February 22nd. Then
okay,
you were
if I have to pay all these,
March
30th, then I want my vacuum.
And then you were charged on April 29th, and then you were billed on May 17th. You were fully refunded for the May charge.
Okay, so when do I get the vacuum?
This was a contest entry. You had a chance of winning.
Bullshit. If I'm paying $60 a month for nothing. When
and
you guys, you know, I canceled it out when you guys wanted money.
You would have had to call in to cancel, ma'am.
Well, I went off of it. So you guys are just, you know, that means that I did not want it. I don't care what your crap that you can't read says.
I'm sorry?
You know, because I went off of it when I didn't agree to anything.
Okay, well, you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions in order for this order to be placed.
Yeah. Which, who reads those?
Now, well, I do apologize that that information went unnoticed, ma'am.
No, I think this is crap, and I'll turn you guys in.
You'll turn us in to who? The charges are valid.
No, they're really not.
Yes, ma'am, they are, and they will contact us, and we will send them the terms and conditions and this information on this account that we have on you. They will only issue you a credit pending that investigation, and then once they see that the charges are valid and that it was you that did this, we will receive
the money
back.
So this is how you guys make your money? So when does this contest happen?
You entered the contest on...
Exactly. When is the drawing or whatever it is?
The drawing is every month. And if you win, you will receive an email.
So you charge me every month for nothing and the contest is all over? Or it's every month?
It's every month.
And how do you get notified if you won or not?
An email.
What's my email address?
That is Kathy_KVR@Hotmail.
Okay. Just making sure you have the right one. So this goes on, but it's not anymore, right?
Get back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And I also issued you a 25% refund for the month of April. You should see that one back into the account within 3 to 5 business days as well. And I have, well, you said that you have the cancellation number. And is there anything else I could do for you?
Yeah, is this the same cancellation number that you have, the 9207? Okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.